Although government-run boarding schools for Alaska Native children go all the way back to the 1800s and continued into the 1960s, Alaskans have only begun to come to terms with their impact. The Interior Department's report counted more than 400 federal Indian boarding schools in the United States and its territories, with 22 in Alaska. The second volume also lists the number of deaths of Native American children at these schools, about 1,000 nationwide, 32 in Alaska. This latest report also includes the personal stories of boarding school survivors like Jim LaBelle.
They're pretty shocking, but the hard part is yet to happen, really, and that is to do that hard research.
In April, LaBelle and other Alaska Native survivors shared their stories with oral historians who traveled the nation documenting boarding school trauma. LaBelle told them about the sexual abuse students experienced at the Wrangell Institute in southeast Alaska, where he was sent when he was 8 years old. LaBelle says the federal report, though extensive, is only part of Alaska's story.
We need to look at all of the churches that participated contractually.
The federal report does acknowledge that it only covers federal schools and not other institutions run by churches and religious organizations.
You can't make healing happen unless you understand the wound.
Benjamin Jasek is director of Indigenous Research at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. He has studied church records.
It becomes crystal clear the motives, a means to an end, to erase us.
In the federal report, Assistant Secretary Brian Newland makes recommendations that include apologies to communities for forcibly taking children from their homes to assimilate them, as well as programs that offer healing. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.